How would you respond if you were given a diagnosis of a disease that had no current known solution?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, my friend Christy shares her personal experience with her health situation and shows us how to focus on what the Lord has in store. This is Amy Sapp. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. I want to introduce you to Christy Cavanis. Christy serves the Lord at Victory Baptist Church in Roseburg, Oregon. Christy is from my husband's home church. We have known the Cavanis family for many years. Christy and I have become much closer friends over the past several years. We both love cheesecake and coffee. The title of today's program is Beautifully Broken, written by Christy, and I want to share it with you today. When most people think of broken, they think of something that is unusable, has lost its value, and no longer serves a purpose. God, however, is not limited to man's knowledge and does not view broken the same way. In fact, He often places trials and tribulations in our lives to refine us and make us who we need to be to fulfill His purpose. He breaks us to make us beautiful. In Japan, there's an art form called kintsugi, in which broken pottery is repaired with gold or silver lacquer. The pottery is then viewed as more beautiful than it was in its original form. The flaws and damages are highlighted instead of hidden and increase the value of the item. Throughout our lives, there will be situations and circumstances that we won't understand, that bring us pain and sorrow, and that leave us with more questions than answers. Why did my loved one die? Why do I have this disease? Why am I unable to bear children? The list could go on and on indefinitely. A few years ago, one of these situations occurred in Christy's life. When she was diagnosed with complex regional pain syndrome, she was crushed. This chronic disease has no cure aside from God choosing to remove it and no successful established treatment plan. It involves severe, nonstop pain, fatigue, sleep problems, medications that each have their own list of side effects, and very limited use of the involved arm and hand. It changed every aspect of her life. She had to step down from ministries she loved and eventually resign from a job that she cherished. Christy's initial response was to question, couldn't I do more for the kingdom of God if I were healthy? Wouldn't my life produce more if I could be involved in multiple ministries? Would all of my dreams for my future become impossible? There were so many questions without satisfying answers. One day, while studying her Bible, she came across several passages that truly convicted her. Romans chapter 9, verses 20 and 21 says, "Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor?" The Bible also says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that, when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." And Romans chapter 12, verse 1, which says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." As Christy read these verses, her mind went back to the day she surrendered her life to the Lord as a seventh grader at Mount Zion Baptist Camp. She recalled the numerous times she prayed that God would use her in whatever way would please Him most. She remembered the multitude of hymns she sang to the Lord from a sincere heart, "Have thine own way, whatever it takes, my life is yours to control, I surrender all, and so many others. She had become so focused on her pain and heartbreak that she was blind to the fact that God was answering her own prayer. He was using her life for His purpose and His glory. Since that day, the way she views circumstances has radically changed. She can now see the way the Lord is growing her. She has had the privilege of working with and encouraging others who have chronic issues. She has had peace that passeth understanding. She has been the recipient of numerous answered prayers. She is able to rejoice. She is beautifully broken. Elizabeth Elliot once said, "If your prayers don't get answered the way you thought they were supposed to be, what happens to your faith? The world says God doesn't love you. The scriptures tell me something very different." She also said, "We're not adrift in chaos. We're held in the everlasting arms." Christy is not the first to suffer, nor is she the first to struggle with an accurate view of her situation. If we are to be a living sacrifice, we will all be broken at some point, so we can grow and learn and become who God needs us to be. He has a purpose for each trial we face, but we must decide how we will respond. Will we allow bitterness, anger, and hurt to rule our lives? Will we become trapped by fear and worry? God would have us embrace our heartaches and take them before His throne of grace. He would have us place our trust in Him and rely on His strength and provision to carry us through. He would have us to be beautifully broken. My life is but a weaving between my Lord and me. I do not choose the colors He worketh steadily. Oft times He weaveth sorrow and I in foolish pride. Forget He sees the upper and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttle cease to fly, shall God unroll the canvas and explain the reason why. The dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern He has planned. That is written by Grant Colfax Toller. Thank you, Christy. What an amazing devotion. Do others see Jesus in you like I see Jesus in Christy? This is Amy Sapp, helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Sapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group. Helping others help others have joy. Join the movement.